LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Brenda Rowan, with the Strauss Theater and getting ready for the production of Cottonland Christmas. Brenda, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
And something everyone looks forward to, especially those who may be running around, hopefully getting the Christmas shopping done. They can move into a little enjoyment with the production of Cottonland Christmas. It's going to be coming up.
I can't think of a better way for them to start their season than with Cottonland Christmas. You know, it's sponsored by the Strauss Theater Center. Mm-hmm. It's actually on our season this year, but you can get public tickets. It's a wonderful production. We did this years ago, back in the 90s. It kind of started with a I don't know who had the idea, but Vicki Kretzer took the ball, and she started it rolling.
Good
and for
idea,
about
Vicki.
10 years, they were very successful, and we had it down at the Civic Center. But this year, we're having it at the Strauss Theater Center in Monroe and Lammy Lane, and it's very much the same as we did before.
Yeah. For those who would be attending for the first time, give us a preview of what Cottonland Christmas is all about.
It's all about Christmas. This year, let me just give you some segments that they have. Every year, it's kind of a different theme. And this one is Songs of Christmas. And so they have a Christmas fanfare. That starts out with, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and we need a little Christmas. All very popular and very fun songs to sing. Beautiful vocalists. We have a cast of about 30, 35, something like that, with some special performances by other people, like the Neville Choir will come in, the Dancing Golden Girls, the dancing group will come in and do special performances. But then after the fanfare Christmas, they go to a New York Christmas, and you'll hear songs like Silver Bells and Winter Wonderland and Frosty the Snowman. Then they have a children's section, which I think the children will really love. They have the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. I don't know if you know that, but that's this whole thing was kind of modeled after the Radio City Music Hall. And one of the favorite things is the Dance of the Wooden Soldiers. If you'll remember, at the end, the soldiers are all lined up, and then they're shot by cannon, and then they all fall down like dominoes. Yeah, where they have that, the kids will love that. Then they go into Christmas Classics with White Christmas, and they're going to do a medley of a new musical called White Christmas, and they'll do a medley of those songs from there. And then they'll have a Sabbath prayer, and then they'll end with The Glory of Christmas. And one of the special songs is it'll begin with the narration of One Solitary Life.
Yeah.
And Hark the Herald Angels Sing, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, all of that beautiful stuff. So it is all inclusive. It's all Christmas, and it's beautiful.
Now, with Cottonland Christmas, as far as you mentioned the wooden soldiers and really the costumes, you know, just
Yes, the costumes are wonderful. It's all, you know, Broadway, all the other parts, but certainly the wooden soldiers will all be costumed and look, you know, just like the little soldiers, just like you see with the little red cheeks. Really cute.
Yeah. So, with Cottonland Christmas, of course, you've been a part of it. What do you enjoy hearing about the show when folks, you know, walk away from the show? And, you know, what is, you know, is there something that stands out in particular, or is it just, you know, you really bring home, you know, the spirit of Christmas in what you do?
That's exactly right. And, you know, when people come, and many people do come year after year, it's a tradition for them, sometimes for their whole family. And, you know, there's nothing better than traditions at Christmas time. And so I guess I love hearing that, how much they enjoy the fulfillment of the season and what it means to them. And Cottonland is part of that.
Yeah. Speaking with Brenda Rowan with the Strauss Theater. And, of course, Brenda, you've been a part of it before. You had some prior commitments this year. Family member getting married.
Yes, I had a son getting married, and I really wanted to be in it because it's so much fun, and I love to do it. John Baccarini is wonderful to work with, our new artistic director. Vicki Kretzer is back on board, and she knows exactly how to get it done.
Yeah.
Set direction by Scott Baronet. John did also John's very musical, so he does all the music for it as well. And you just can't beat that combination, and I really encourage people to come see it. It's going to run December 10th through the 15th. 15th, and the tickets are $10 for, $10 for students, children, we want to encourage them to come, and adults, $15.
Yeah. All right, and of course, going on across the way, the Young Troupe, with their production of Madeline's Christmas, got underway this past weekend, but coming up again this weekend.
That's exactly right. On Saturday, they're having two performances at 2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock, and this is the first time we've ever done Madeline Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's really a cute show. 12 little girls are in it.
Yeah. And you'd the costumes, I guess, with the girls.
Fantastic.
Adorable.
Fantastic costumes. They have these yellow coats on that are just wonderful. Marcy Hall is a costumer and well-known out at ULM and also at Strauss. She's done some things for us, and she's fantastic at it. And so she's done the costumes for Madeline's Christmas. And you might remember people that are members of the Strauss and fans of the Strauss. Elizabeth Bennett started our year off with Thoroughly Modern Millie, and she is the musical director for Madeline's Christmas. So the vocals are wonderful. They're just marvelous. And it's a cute story, and I just the whole family will love it, but especially children.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's one of the things, you know, adults and some of the older folks, and like you say, a tradition going on with Cottonland Christmas,
right,
where really you can bring the kids in, and of course, young girls just love the story of Madeline, and finding out a little something new with Madeline's Christmas. Performance is coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, right. I think at 2 and at 5. And the prices are $6 for the little ones and $10 for adults.
All right. Brenda Rowan with the Strauss Theater. Of course, Cottonland Christmas going on. Madeline's Christmas over at the Young Troupe. And, well, thank you for joining us.
Let me give you a phone number.
All right.
Okay, it's 323-6681. Call the box office.
You've been listening to Lagniappe, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lagniappe is produced at the studios of KEDM.